From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his ninth message in a series of the studies of the book of Joshua. In chapter 3 and verse 5, just prior to the crossing of the Jordan River, Joshua commanded the people, "Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." In a message entitled, "Holiness, the Expression of Faith in God's Promises," Dr. Cairns is reminding believers of God's call to personal holiness of life, a subject which is very little emphasized in our day. Indeed, the Bible makes it clear that without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. For the children of Israel standing on the border of Canaan, the call to holiness was in preparation for and anticipation of the moving and blessing of God. And it still is. The first thing Dr. Cairns stressed about this command is that it was given to God's people, not to sinners. It is the redeemed of the Lord who are called unto holiness of life. Failure to do so results in the forfeiture of God's blessing. Before returning to the message, Dr. Cairns takes some time to focus upon the Christian's blessed hope, the second coming of Christ.
In Hebrews chapter 9, there are three great statements about the appearings of the Lord Jesus Christ. The apostle tells us he once appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Then he tells us he now appears in the presence of God for us. And finally, he tells us he will appear the second time without sin unto salvation. He once appeared, he now appears, he will appear. Now, when you think of appearances, you know the saying, appearances can be deceptive. Well, they can. Certainly when the Son of God came to earth the first time, he didn't look like the King of Glory. He didn't look as if he were the Creator of all things. He didn't look anything that would attract the attention of men. He was born in a manger, or laid in a manger. He was born in poverty. He didn't have the appearance of being King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But he was. The appearances surrounding his birth were deceptive. But there'll be no mistaking who he is when he appears the second time. The Bible says he will appear the second time. He will appear this time without sin. He will appear not to be the sin offering, but as the judge of all the earth. When Jesus comes again, as he will, tell me, will he appear as your Savior, or will he appear as your judge? Now, it's going to be one or the other. Let's get this absolutely clear in our minds. Christ is coming again. Do not be fooled. I know that the world's gone on as if he were never coming again. And I know that the foolish rantings of some preachers of prophecy, and they're actually not preaching prophecy at all, they're preaching their own imaginations and dressing it up to look like Bible teaching and prophecy. Most of what you hear from prophetic teachers is rubbish. And certainly all that you hear from those who are telling you when the Lord is coming and making millions and millions of dollars out of millions and millions of books and videos sold of things that have not happened and will not happen, as they say, it's all rubbish. And because of that, many people just dismiss the whole notion of Christ coming again. But he is coming again. He's coming suddenly. He's coming gloriously. He's coming visibly. He's coming in power. He's coming in the clouds. He is coming again. Are you ready for him coming? Because I want to tell you, whether he calls you into eternity through death or comes again in person during your lifetime, understand this. He's going to come as your Savior. He's going to come as your judge. The Bible makes this very clear when it describes the coming of Christ. It speaks of his coming as it affects the believers. The dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. The Bible also speaks of his coming as it affects the unbelievers, because it says, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, that he shall come in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It goes on to say that he'll destroy them. That does not mean annihilate them, it means he'll bring awful judgment upon them. Here is the coming of Christ as it relates to believers and unbelievers. He's going to come as your Savior or as your judge. Jesus is coming again. Be ye also ready. There's only one way to be ready for Christ's coming, and that is for you to come to Christ. Receive him in repentance and faith as your Savior, your Redeemer, and your Lord.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The current issue includes a series of articles in observance of the 400th anniversary of the Authorized Version of the Bible. In addition, there are feature articles about Dr. Michael Barrett, president of Geneva Reformed Seminary, as well as a tribute to the great American theologian, B.B. Warfield. Also, there's a missionary focus on the country of Bulgaria, as well as Any Day Soon by Jill Saunders, drawing vital lessons from a young Christian girl's battle with cancer. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoyed the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues such as, what is revival? Can women be pastors? And how do we distinguish faith from presumption? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
holiness expresses the faith of God's people in His promises of grace. Holiness expresses, and it is the only true expression, of the faith of God's people in the promises of grace. Now, the very first thing that sits on the surface of the text is that the Lord gives this command to those who are His people. They are His redeemed. Now, this needs to be understood. Our text is addressed to those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And while it is true that sinners do not need to sanctify themselves in order to come to Christ for salvation, it is equally true that those who are saved and are redeemed must sanctify themselves to draw near to their God in communion or to expect to be used of Him in service. You see, saved people must be holy people. Saved people can never be indifferent to sin. Saved people cannot tolerate that which they know drives away the presence of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, and the blessing of the Lord. These people who are saved are heirs of the promises of grace. As saved people, God is saying, I have done wonders for you. I'm going to do wonders for you. Before you stretch His life in communion with Christ and eternity in the presence of your Savior, enjoy unspeakable and full of glory. They are heirs of the promises of grace. But equally, the heirs of the promises of grace know that sin debars them from enjoying that promise. That's why before we go to heaven, or as we enter, we are perfectly purged forever from every experience of sin. Glorification is entire perfection, so that we may perfectly enjoy heaven. For sin would even mar the enjoyment of heaven. How much more here on earth? We ought to understand this. Sin bars our way to the enjoyment of the promised blessing that we should be having down here. Now, I emphasize, we're saved by grace. We're kept by power. We're justified freely. We'll be accepted in glory by the righteousness of Christ imputed. But on our way to heaven, our experience of God will be no greater than our holiness. Our joy in God will be no greater than our holiness. Our usefulness in service will be no greater than our holiness. Sin debars us from enjoying the promised blessing of God. Isaiah 59 puts it very simply in the opening verses. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is His ear heavy that it cannot hear. So we can forget about all the excuses about the day in which we live. It's a hard day. Sure, it's a hard day. Could you tell me any day in the history of the world that hasn't been a hard day? Sure, people are depraved and wicked. Can you tell me in a day since the fall of man that the heart of man has not been dead in sin, totally depraved, and an enemy of God? I understand that we're living in the last days, and I understand that God is reaching the place where, in the words of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, He's giving men up to this awful delusion that they might believe a lie, that they might be damned. Those people who rejected the truth and the Christ for the Antichrist. I know that is happening. But still the Lord's hand isn't shortened that it cannot see. I keep repeating one simple fact, that whatever your eschatology, when you go to the 7th chapter of the book of the Revelation, in the period of the great tribulation, when the personal Antichrist is stalking the earth, when He has subdued kingdoms unto Himself, when religious and political anti-Christianity have amalgamated in a furious hatred against the cause of Jesus Christ, when persecution is at an all-time high, when such a time of trouble hits the people of God as has never been seen in all of history. Now, a darker day you can't imagine. And yet, in that period of time, God says, He will save, He will redeem out of all nations, kindreds, tongues, and people, an innumerable company. Now, let's understand that. If that is true of the day of the greatest satanic fury in the history of the world, can we not grasp what the prophet Isaiah is saying and apply it to our day? The Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. The Lord's ear is not heavy that it cannot hear. Why then is the Church of Christ so impotent? Why then is our own service so useless? Why are our efforts so weak? Why is all our gospel sowing blessed with so little gospel reaping? And the answer is, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God. Your sins have hid His face from you, that He will not hear you. It comes back to that oft-quoted saying of the psalmist David, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. The Lord laments over this in His Word. There's a powerful portion in the 81st Psalm, commencing at verse 13, where the Lord is lamenting over His people, even as Christ lamented over Jerusalem. He is weeping for the impotence of His people. He's lamenting the deadness and the barrenness and the defeat of His people. And He's saying, oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, that Israel had walked in my ways. And here's what He says, I should have soon subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should soon have submitted themselves unto Him. But their time, Israel's time, should have endured forever. He should have fed them with the finest of the wheat and with honey out of the rock, should I have satisfied thee. Wonder this morning, am I speaking to a Christian who in reading those words sees his own life? Am I speaking to a Christian born again of the Spirit of God, forever spoiled for the world? You cannot go the way you used to go, and yet you're not enjoying Christ. You're not living in the fullness of the blessing. You're in a sort of a dark no man's land. You're not of the world. But yet, you're not enjoying Christ. Does this text not speak to you? The Lord is looking down. Oh, that my people had hearkened. Oh, that you would listen. Oh, that you would see that it's not unwillingness on the Lord's part that keeps you out of blessing. There is no necessity for you to be in that awful situation in which you are now repining. No, no. He said, I want to feed you with the finest of the wheat. I want to satisfy you with honey out of the rock. I want to bring sweetness into your life. I want to bring strength into your life. I want to lead you to victory over those enemies, those inward lusts, those outward foes, those temptations, the worldly forces that so defeat you now. I want to lead you into victory over those things. Sanctify yourself. Sanctify yourselves. This is a command to God's people. And as is now clear, by this command, the Lord calls his people to what the old time preachers used to call a comprehensive holiness. A comprehensive holiness. Not part time holiness. Not a holiness that seeks to strike a deal with God and says, well, I don't do what I used to do. I'm not doing what I ought to do, but I'm not doing what I used to do. I've come part of the way. Is that not good enough? No. Sanctify yourselves means comprehensive holiness.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.